Thank you, Robin. Our final set of news stories for this part of today's recording begins with the Norfolk chickens served to the King. The Norfolk farmer, whose chickens were served to King Charles and President Trump at a glittering state banquet, has spoken of his company's pride at this royal honour. The lavish feast at Windsor Castle for the US President's visit treated 160 guests and dignitaries to speeches, pageantry, royal toasts, trumpet fanfares, and the finest food and wine. Delicacies on the menu included organic Norfolk chicken ballantine, wrapped in courgettes with a thyme and savoury-infused jus. The meat was supplied by traditional Norfolk poultry at Shropham near Attleborough, which bred the Norfolk black chicken, a free-range breed favoured by many high-end restaurants and chefs. Mark Gorton, a founder and managing director of the firm, said the choice of menu for the royal banquet was a fantastic endorsement of the quality of Norfolk food.
Chantry Place, formerly known as Chapel Field, is celebrating 20 years in the heart of the city centre tomorrow. The centre was first named Chapel Field by its parent group, Capital Shopping Centres. In 2013, Capital Shopping Centres changed its name to Into, and Chapelfield became Into Chapelfield. Finally, in 2020, after Into went into administration, the centre was bought by an investment group managed by Savills and renamed Chantry Place. Total construction costs amounted to over £275 million, which, adjusted for the inflation rates in 2023, estimated at over £556 million. The centre has space for 80 shops, 17 cafes and restaurants, and a 1,000-space underground car park. Originally the site of a factory built by Albert Cayley to produce mineral water in 1883, the unit began manufacturing cocoa and then chocolate in 1886.
Folk living at Braidcroft, a small retirement estate in Beauthorpe, have raised concerns that deadly nightshade is sprouting from the pavements just outside their homes. They're worried about the harm it could cause to pets or their grandchildren if they accidentally digest it. And they believe their fears have not been taken seriously by City Hall, with no one investigating whether it is the potentially fatal plant growing in the authority-maintained paving. Paul Bell, 69, whose 91-year-old mum, Nancy Bell, lives at the site, said he has contacted City Hall about the issues to no avail. "Last Monday, I phoned the council, and they were more interested in updating my mum's details than sorting it out. I'm concerned for everybody here, really. It is sheltered housing. A woman who lives near it has got dementia. I am worried about my mum and the others that live here." Steve Cable, who also lives at Braidcroft, 70, said, "I can understand people's concerns. To be honest, I can't complain about the council. It is all about saving money these days. If you wanted it to look pristine, you would have to pay more money for it."
A new record was set at Norwich Livestock Market, as £10,200 was paid for a cow and a calf on an unbelievable day of cattle sales. The market on Hall Road held its Ladies' Day and cattle breeding show on September the 13th. The judge was Anita Padfield of Potterham, who backed her judgment by buying the champion cow and calf, a magnificent Blue Cross cow with a tremendous Marchbourn Limousin heifer calf, from Margaretting Hall Farms of Stock in Essex for £10,200. The highest price ever paid at the market for a cow and a calf. the reserve champion, a pedigree Limousin Bull from D&S Wharton in Halston, was sold to Mr. Liverton of Laxfield in Suffolk for £6,500. A market spokesman described the day's trading as like an eruption of a latent volcano and a nuclear explosion rolled into one.
A GP surgery which cares for the region's most vulnerable people could be set to close. The service, based in Westwick Street, Norwich, looks after those who would otherwise struggle to access care through mainstream GPs, such as homeless people, rough sleepers, and sex workers. It keeps a register of its own patients and is able to provide specialist primary care. However, documents seen by the Evening News show the future of the surgery is in doubt. Health bosses are currently setting out a new contract for the service, which will commence from April next year. The proposals have sparked fears that GPs will be unable to meet the complex needs of vulnerable patients. Green City Councillor Lucy Galvin has called for the future of the service to be scrutinised by the region's Health Overview Select Committee. These proposals need to be scrapped once and for all. A spokeswoman for NHS Norfolk and Waveney Integrated Care Board said, "We can confirm the service will remain GP-led and patients should notice no difference in the support."
A city centre bank branch could be getting a refurbishment to preserve its future as a bid has been put to City Hall. Santander is planning careful restorations to its branch in Orford Hill to prevent further degradation or eventual collapse of parts of the property. The site is a Grade 2 listed as part of the Bell Hotel and lies within the city centre conservation area, so the bank must take care not to significantly change the building's appearance or character. The plans explain, due to its listing as a Grade 2 listed building for its special architectural stroke historic interest, it is important that the repair works proposed are carried out in a sensitive manner to prevent further degradation or eventual collapse of parts of the property, to also allow Santander employees to operate comfortably. Norwich City Council will now consider the plans.
We have now reached the end of part one. John and Marianne will follow on with part two with more news, another feature and information desk. So Ruth and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.
Goodbye.